Safe Harbor Financial Services LLC is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day using a variety of insurance and investment products to work toward meeting their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection benefits, safety, security, or guaranteed lifetime income generally refers to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Induction of an individual into Advisors XL Hall of Fame is based on a financial professional's cumulative annuity production. It is not indicative of the individual's knowledge, experience, or past or future performance. Advisors XL is an independent marketing organization located in Topeka, Kansas. This program is a paid placement. It's time now for Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne, Alabama, with your host, Hall of Fame financial advisor Jim Bird.
Hello, folks.
And financial advisor Gary Garner.
Hello, everyone.
I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. What's on the agenda today, gentlemen, as we start out chuckling?
You know, like the weather kind of reminds me of the way Vesey is. People kind of, weather, we have good weather. We have beautiful weather down here. But along with beautiful weather comes, bad weather. Thunderstorms, rain, things like that. That's the way the market goes. Investing goes sometimes. You have to go good with the bad. The market's down, up and down, up and down. But type products we sell are smooth, no-risk products. There's no risk involved in our product.
No stormy weather.
No stormy weather. Any guaranteed income. And that's what people need in their senior years and their retirement years or their pre-retirement years. You need safety, folks. And I'm going to preach that as long as I live. You need safety. Safe and guaranteed income has got to be a part of your portfolio. I say that to every seminar, every client I meet. You got to have it. And Gary, you believe that too now, don't you?
Well, I do, because it doesn't matter that the stock market is going up and down. We know the market is going to go up and it's going to go down. That's how people make money. Somebody's always buying, somebody's always selling. When you think about people, we're all going in different directions. You know, we have different lives, we have different goals, we have different things that are important to us. But, we're all looking for answers. We all want to know, what should I do? And that's a common question when people come in the office. What should I do? And, the answer is different for everybody. But, the answers that you pick helps you pick the right career, helps you create wealth, it helps you have a prosperous life. And it helps point us in the right direction for where we want to be. I don't know, did you always know what you wanted to be?
No, not really. I even got in this business by accident, really.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened to be that this is where I was supposed to be.
Yep.
And I love it. I love it. I love dealing with people. I love what we do, Gary, and that's why I'm still hanging around as an old man.
Well, it's not just that you love it. It's that you work for a good cause, and we have lots of resources. We have resources to help people make their decisions. And making a decision about your retirement is really life-changing because, some decisions you can make on a short-term basis, some are more on a long-term basis, and some you can change, some that you can't. At first, I thought this was a joke, but when I thought about it, I thought, no, this is important. Why is a shovel so important?
Because it moves dirt.
You're almost right. Because it's always around for groundbreaking moments. Think about it. Groundbreaking moments start with the turn of a shovel of dirt.
That's true.
It's like a financial plan. It starts with the first component of doing something. And it should always be around. Your financial plan should always be around for groundbreaking moments in your life. Now, I'm going to take you through a few of these. What's our first groundbreaking moment for most of us?
Getting married.
Is when you're young. Oh, no. Go back farther.
Well, when you're born.
No, you don't remember that. For most of us, because we're a mobile country, It's getting our driver's license. Think about when you're 16, what do you want? You probably want a driver's license. So what's your financial plan at 16 for getting your driver's license?
Get driver's license so you can drive and pick up women.
Well, all right, but I'm talking financial. You got to pay for your license, right? In order to drive, you have to have a driver's license. You got to pay for it. So your financial plan has to start with paying for your driver's license. Then what do you do with a driver's license? You got to get a car. You got to pay for a car. To have a car, you got to run it with gas. So you got to pay for gas. To drive it on the streets in Alabama, you have to have insurance. So you got to pay for insurance. And the more you drive it, it's going to take some maintenance. So you have to pay for maintenance. So your financial plan is paying for all these things so you can use your license. Well, what's your shovel? How do you pay for all these things? Usually, if you're 16, it's money from your parents, right?
Right.
Most of us don't have a full-time job.
Or a part-time job.
Or we have a part-time job. So that's a groundbreaking moment. Talk about your next groundbreaking moment in your life. Probably landing your first real job. So, you know, that's your first great moment in life. There's a lot of great moments, and that's what we help with. We help you at each of the great moments in your life.
And that's why we encourage you to call Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne and take advantage of the offer of a complimentary consultation, a risk analysis, a portfolio review, and it's all available by picking up the phone and calling 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll-free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
Or you can come to our website anytime, Ask Jim Bird, B-Y-R-D, not B-I-R-D, AskJimBird.com. So now, we don't help people with that moment in life where they get their license. But let's talk about when you get your first job, because this is when you have to really start making some important decisions. You know, what's your plan when you get your first job? Well, paying for your living expenses, saving for a home maybe buying a car, and starting to save for retirement. So what's your shovel? Of course, your income from work. Your company provided term insurance. Now, Jim, talk about term insurance in a moment, because we get that with our jobs.
Yeah, and it is term. And a lot of people think, well, I've got insurance, that's all I need. But they don't realize that when they leave the job, the insurance goes away.
Right.
And so, you know, you need some permanent insurance to go along with that. And the earlier you start, the cheaper it's going to be. And we see that a lot. People wait till later in life to buy permanent insurance because they need insurance. They're going to need insurance longer than after they retire, because insurance serves a lot of needs. And we've talked about earlier shows, the insurance is not just life insurance anymore for protection. It's an investment.
Exactly. So, but what if you start your own company?
That's right. You need
to cover, still need some insurance to
cover
things.
The loan, yes.
So, you know, we can help people when they're getting their first job. Because
right.
if you're not getting term insurance from someone else, let us help you with it. We don't just serve a retired community. We help you at all stages of your life.
And Gary, I want to say this too. Our clients know this. And you know, during this slow pandemic time, you know, everybody was, business was slow. Our clients came in and they bought and they supported us. Okay, they did,
right.
And I'm proud of that, because they trust us and bought, and now they really, things are opening up in there, and people are beginning to spend again and opening up, and it's wonderful. They're trusting the economy. They're trusting this pandemic is basically over. I think it may not be over. It may be coming out a little bit too early, but they're still trusting us, and it makes my heart feel good that they trust us. They come back to us because they're very comfortable, very happy with the investments that we sold them. And they're coming back for more and more and more. And I like that, Laurie. I like that feeling.
That's a good endorsement.
And so, and I've been doing this for, you know, 40 years, but I've been own business for 13 or 14 now.
Right. And it's that feeling of comfort that makes someone automatically stay with someone because you're doing a good job for them.
Right.
So let's talk to let's talk about a part of our life when it starts to get complicated. Hey, another groundbreaking moment in our life is when we get married. What's your financial plan when you get married? Well, kind of like being single. You still got to pay your living expenses. You still might have to be saving or buying a home or car. You hopefully are still planning for retirement, because you need to plan for your retirement the whole time you're working. Oh, you may be talking about planning a family. Now, talk about complicating things, because now you're going to have to provide for expenses for people if one of you's gone.
You know, the smart ones, Gary, and I wasn't one of them, they start planning before they get married. They save money and plan like that. Most of us fall in love, and we forget all that, throw out the book, and we get married, and we're not ready to be married. We hadn't planned for it, and it's crazy. We don't have any money. You know, we get in debt, things like that. We buy a home, buy a car, things like that. But, you know, smart people, if they plan ahead of time, they can plan, they have all that taken care of. They don't have the struggles that a lot of people end up in divorce because they're struggling financially. You know, and if they do that, but I didn't listen either, you know, to my parents. I just got married because I wanted to be married, and that was it. And then I had all of, you know, I went through the struggles that every married couple goes through.
Right. Even, no, but as you're working, you know, you have to plan for things that are not expected.
Right.
I mean, who expected for people to be out of work last year for several months at a time?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a financial struggle. But when you're starting to plan a family, you know, you definitely have to start thinking about what's going to happen if one of you's gone or if you lose your job. Well, if you've taken the step to own your own personal insurance, then you don't have to worry about waiting to find another job to be insured if something happens. So it's an important component of planning your life. You know, your life doesn't happen in one day. It happens over many years. So starting a permanent life insurance plan when you're young is the least expensive time to do it, because you got years to stretch it out.
And here's the caveat. See, you can buy life insurance and get a retirement plan all the same policy. And people don't realize it's because what they don't do is plan for retirement. They say, my company has that, or I'll get a job with a company that has a retirement plan. And that's on sand, because that's not secure.
Right.
Unless you're with a major company, then, you know, a retirement plan is not guaranteed.
But at Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne, Jim, you and Gary have life insurance as part of your tools to utilize for folks' retirement. So we encourage you to call, if you're listening to this program, to learn more about this by booking a complimentary consultation. No pressure, no obligation to meet with Jim Bird and his staff at Safe Harbor Financial Services. Simply pick up the phone and call 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
Gary, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. You're going to say, or AskJimBird.com.
AskJimBird.com, BYRD.
And another thing that might be a little more relatable to our audience is marriage later in life.
Ooh.
When you're combining retirements and households and finances, that's a situation that y'all can assist with as well.
It is, and that brings up some interesting questions about how do you manage investments. People ask us all the time, can we combine IRAs or 401ks? And really, you can't, because an IRA is an individual retirement plan. A 401k is just an IRA provided for a company instead of you owning your own retirement plan. But we can't combine those. That question gets asked all the time.
Well, after retirement, you can.
Right.
Yeah, you can combine them, but not during retirement. But yeah, you can. They're the same qualified plans. It's qualified, and non-qualified to non-qualified. Gary, yeah, and that's the question we get asked most often.
Right.
So yes, you can, but after retirement. But you got to think about. There's a lot of things you have to start thinking about. And again, I said earlier, you got to plan early. The earlier you start planning, don't wait till your retirement to start planning. You got to plan. You need to plan at least 10 to 15 years from retirement.
Right. That's kind of hard to think of if you're just on your own. I know I've said this a couple times on the radio show. You know, if your dream is to become a professional football player, or your dream is to become a professional golfer, you don't get there without a coach.
That's
you need someone along the way to say, hey, I need you to make a minor change here, or I need you to think about this. We all make our own decisions, but sometimes we need help along the way, and some people call it making a roadmap. Some people call it making a chart. Basically, for us, it's listening. You know, listen to what you want to grow and be in your life, and let us help you find a way to make the financial plan match what you want.
And I sure enjoy it. I can't give names, but talking to one of our clients yesterday who was a professional baseball and a football player.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And he told me some things, what it was like in the pros and things like that going up. And you know, you have to plan constantly. He said you have to always watch your back constantly. There's somebody wanting your job.
Right.
Constantly trying to go after your job. So he gave me a lot of insight because I've never been a pro athlete, so I wouldn't know. But it's all involves planning. You got to plan ahead. That word, Gary, what is it always you say?
Well, plan and be prepared.
That's it, plan. Yeah. Be prepared. You got to be planned and got to be prepared, and it's never too late. And even, Golden, you were talking about young couples. You never expect a young couple, one of you, to be pre-deceased or something like that, but you got to plan for that. What happens if they do? You look at every contingency. What happens if one of you die prematurely? Or what are you going to do? Do you have life insurance? Are you losing some income, losing half your income?
Right.
What are you going to do? You got to plan like that. And the smart people do. Write it down and come see us, and we'll help you make a plan. That's what we do, folks. Help you plan retirement, help you plan after retirement. We'll help you do what we need to do.
You know, one of the great things you talk about is long-term planning. And long-term planning is important, but sometimes short-term actions dictate a change in the plan. So let's take, for instance, if I'm contributing as much as I can to my 401k and I'm in my 30s, when can I use that money?
Whenever you need it, but 59 and a half, really.
Yes, 59 and a half. If you use it before 59 and a half, then you incur a 10% penalty from the IRS to take it out. Now, here's an important living benefit of life insurance. You know, life insurance is a property. You are buying something that you own, and it has cash value, and that cash value increases the longer you have it. So compared to an IRA, let's say you start both of them when you're 25, and at 40, you need to take some money out for an expense. Well, you can take it out of the IRA, and it's going to be taxable, and it's going to incur that 10% penalty for taking it out before 59 and a half. What if you pull money out of your cash value of your life insurance policy? Is it taxable?
No.
As you take it out as a policy loan, no, you pay no tax. What also do you avoid? You avoid the 10% penalty.
Yeah.
So in order to have the most flexibility over a long period of time, you need both.
Absolutely. That's wonderful. And what I've said earlier many times, Gary, life insurance is not just for by death benefit anymore. It's a great investment.
Right.
It's just like if you got a pot of money over there and you want to invest in something, don't overlook life insurance as an investment. Let's show you all of it. And we're not just talking about life insurance, folks, because we're trying to sell just life insurance. Life insurance is misunderstood in today's market. It's overlooked as an investment. That's what we're trying to say.
And so we encourage you to understand that, to learn more by booking an appointment at no charge. Complimentary consultation with Hall of Fame financial advisor Jim Bird and Gary Garner and the staff at Safe Harbor Financial Services. It's as easy as a phone call. Simply call 625-1226.
625-1226.
Toll free is 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
Leave a message. If you're listening on the weekend, someone will get back to you, and you can also email through the website.
Yes, you can. And I know you were going to, I know you're expecting me to say askjimbird.com, and I am askjimbird.com. But you know what? If it's inconvenient to get into our office, call us up. We'll set up a Zoom call. That is so easy. Even if you don't have a camera on your computer, you can see us through your computer or your cell phone or your tablet. You can see us, and we can answer your questions wherever you are. Now, you know, at 8 o'clock at night, we generally don't answer the phone. That's what that voice machine's for. But any other time, if you can't get to us because of traffic or travel or just circumstances of where you are, we can set up a Zoom meeting in a couple of minutes. It is just the simplest thing in the world.
If you work during the week and can't get away, you know, 8 to 5 job or something, we'll meet you after hours or even weekends if necessary.
Yeah, we don't do it as a normal course of business, but you know what? We try to accommodate our clients at whatever time they need to be accommodated. Usually it's during our working hours because when we have access to the other financial institutions to help answer their questions. First of all, we answer a lot of questions for folks about, well, how is my money cut up in my 401 or my IRA? Most people just think, oh, it's in one big pot in there. Well, not necessarily.
Nobody really managing it, and they're paying high fees for that, folks. And you've heard me say this many times, Gary, is if you've got a 401k out there that's with another company or somewhere, for God's sake, convert it over. Let us take care of it. If you've got a 401k and you're over 55, generally they'll let you move the 401k you're working with. Part of it or all of it, you can do it. Just check into that and see. We do it every day. I bet you we roll a 401k 3 or 4 a week.
Yeah, and you know, it's not uncommon for someone to come in and say, oh, we just had this happen. Oh, I forgot about this one. I had it for a company that I worked for, then I moved, and, you know, I meant to move it, but it's been sitting there for several years, and I didn't even realize I had it. Once you've left a company, you can always move that 401k into another vehicle.
Right. If you're sitting there with a low interest earning IRA, 1-2% or something like that, or a bank or somewhere like that, come see us, folks. We have a better alternative for that. We can show you how to get high interest rate on that, get a guaranteed income you cannot outlive. We can show you a lot of things, get some nursing home benefits included in that. There's a lot of things it's worth a visit to come see us, a free consultation. Just call us and we'll give a free consultation.
Absolutely. Those numbers again, 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll free, 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
So let's move ahead to, like, I hate to call it our final stage of life. It's just a different stage. You know, most people think, oh, I'll be retired. They don't tend to think, well, how long am I going to live? You know, in retirement, average people now are living 25 and 30 years in retirement. So you really have to have made a plan if you don't want to change your lifestyle. And nobody really wants to change their lifestyle, but you know, if you come to our seminars, you're going to hear me say, it's not what you save, it's what you keep. Because what you keep determines your lifestyle. That determines how much you have to spend.
And most people think they're going to have the same lifestyle as when they're working. And you can if you plan.
Right.
But if you don't plan, you're going to have to live on a lot less money. And you got to plan on a spouse. Spouse dies, you know, you're going to lose part of your income because, you know, you're both getting Social Security. Only one of you is going to get it.
Right.
Sometimes the pension plans don't carry over. There's a lot of different things like that. I had a woman in the last seminar said she didn't realize that her husband's pension plan was just single income.
Yeah, for some pension plans, it's that way. That's the way the old plans were designed when people rarely change jobs and work for one company all their life. You know, the companies typically contributed all the money. They were responsible for managing it. And probably 20 years ago, I don't know the exact date, companies decided to move since people were changing jobs and moving, what our economy does. They decided to go to defined contribution plans where the employees shared putting part of the money in and shared the responsibility of how it was being invested.
And one of the big things people are beginning to find out the hard way is that health care expenses, because if your spouse is younger than you, like my spouse is and yours, Gary, the health care is not covered till they get Medicare age.
Right.
And so you've got to pay for the health care insurance. And folks, it ain't cheap, okay?
No.
And so you have to be prepared for that as a big chunk out of your retirement income going to health care. And then even when you have Medicare, there's a high deductibles, there's a lot of things they don't cover.
Right. And that's another area that we help people in. When you get ready to sign up for Medicare or Social Security, Social Security is all done online. Medicare can be done online, but you have a lot more choices in how you're going to get your Medicare benefits when you turn 65.
And
some of us may
that.
Still be working.
You're an expert. Getting an expert, but you're read up on that, Barry.
I'm not supposed to say I've got any qualifications, but I do have the training to be able to talk with people about whether a Medicare Advantage plan is right for you or whether a Medicare supplement plan is right. And both can be right at different times of your life. So it's important to sit down, just like a financial plan. You know, healthcare expenses are one of our largest expenses in retirement.
Yes.
I read something the other day that, and I hate to think of this figure, that for a couple at 65 living an average lifespan of 25 to 35 years, their health care expenses, including copays, deductibles, and insurance premiums, could be as much as $300,000. Now, that's a lot of money.
And yikes.
Well, we are a great country, and if you spend all your money down, there are places that will take care of you. I mean, when you spend your money down, you can qualify for Medicaid, so yeah, you'll be taken care of. But most of us plan to take care of ourselves. You know, we hate to be a burden on our kids. We hear that all the time. I want to be able to have enough money in retirement that I don't have to be a burden on my kids. And probably for some of us, they're going to be the caregivers in the first stages of long-term care. We start out helping us, you know, maybe paying our bills or going to the grocery store for us. But at some point, and my dad went through this, it got to the point where he couldn't do those things on his own, and I was still working, so we had to hire aides to come into the house. And at a certain point, it got to where he needed 24-hour aides before he had to make a decision about assisted living. So these are things that we can help you plan for. And we can't say planning enough. You know, and plans change.
And you plan early. Don't wait till it's too late, folks. It's not too early to plan. You can start planning at 12 years old.
You know, with the lemonade stand, right?
I saw some kids doing that the other day.
You got to plan early. But, I mean, in this world, in this economy, that's why we call the show Safe Investing in the New Economy. Because you can never plan too early.
But yet, if you're feeling like it's too late, it may not be. Please go ahead and call. Let Jim and his staff at Safe Harbor.
Let us look at your finance.
Exactly.
We've pulled miracles before, folks. So come see us.
Thank you so much, gentlemen.
Thanks, Laurie.
Thank you. Hall of Fame financial advisor Jim Bird and financial advisor Gary Garner from Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne, Alabama. Call for that complimentary consultation, that second opinion, that second look at 625-1226 or toll free 877-251-1984. I'm your producer, Laurie Dubose. Listen each week at this same time on this same station for Safe Investing in the New Economy. Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day using a variety of insurance and investment products to work toward meeting their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection benefits, safety, security, or guaranteed lifetime income generally refers to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Induction of an individual into Advisors XL Hall of Fame is based on a financial professional's cumulative annuity production. It is not indicative of the individual's knowledge, experience, or past or future performance. Advisors XL Excel is an independent marketing organization located in Topeka, Kansas. This program is a paid placement.
Are you concerned about the uncertainty of the stock market? This is Jim Bird of Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne, Alabama. We have safe solutions with higher than average returns because you participate in the market gains, not the losses. And it includes long-term care. Call me, Jim Bird of Safe Harbor Financial Daphne, for a complimentary consultation or to attend one of our free seminars, 625-1226, 625-1226. We guarantee you won't run out of money before you run out of life.